Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you. Good morning, everyone, on this beautiful feast of Corpus Christi, to which we recognize, acknowledge, and affirm our faith in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us the consolation of the truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us into everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Adore you, we glorify you, we give.
Let us pray. O God, who in this wonderful sacrament have left us a memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, that to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, the fruits of your redemption, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. When Moses came to the people and related all the words and ordinances of the Lord, they all answered with one voice, "We will do everything that the Lord has told us." Moses then wrote down all the words of the Lord, and rising early the next day, he erected at the foot of the mountain an altar and 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. Then, having sent certain young men of the Israelites to offer holocausts and sacrifice young bulls as peace offerings to the Lord, Moses took half of the blood and put it in large bowls. The other half he splashed on the altar. Taking the Book of the Covenant, he read it aloud to the people, who answered, "All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do." Then he took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you, in accordance with all these words of his." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. to you will I offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence to all his people. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
Reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, when Christ came as high priest of the good things that have come to be, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made by hands, that is, not belonging to this creation, he entered once for all into the sanctuary. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of heifer ashes can sanctify those who are defiled so that their flesh is cleansed, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from dead works to worship the living God. For this reason, he is mediator of a new covenant, since a death has taken place for deliverance from transgressions under the first covenant. Those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. The word of the Lord.
Lord, the angels' food is given to the pilgrim who has striven. See the children's bread from heaven, which on dogs may not be spent. To the ancient types fulfilling, Isaac bound a victim willing. Paschal lamb its lifeblood spilling, manna to the Father sent. Very bread, good shepherd, tend us. Jesu, of your love befriend us. You refresh us, you defend us. Your eternal goodness send us. In the land of life to see, you who all things can and know, who on earth such food bestow, grant us with your saints the lowest, where the heavenly feast you show, fellow.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you, carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning again to everyone, and also to those who are watching on the television this morning or listening on radio or streaming. We wish each one of you a very blessed holy day of Sunday. We read from the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel in the Alleluia verse, in which we know those words, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. If you do not eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." Every religion is meant to pull people, to bridge the gap between God and the human person. In Christianity, we believe in the fullness of the faith that God bridged that gap between himself and us in the divine person of Jesus Christ, who became incarnate, who became flesh for us. God and man in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through him, because he was sent to us by God. When Jesus gave his sermon to those who were gathered on the mount, the multiplication of loaves and the recitation of chapter 6, they heard these words about the bread of life. "Whoever comes to me, I am the bread of life, and whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst." Whoever comes to me, not in some kind of a magical formula, but whoever encounters me, the person of Jesus. And Jesus said, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know what his master is about. Instead, I call you friends." We are here today and always, not only as disciples of Jesus, but as his friends. Have you considered yourself this week as a friend of Jesus? Have you had a difficult moment this week in which friendship with Jesus was totally out of your mind, and you thought, "I can take care of it myself"? That's one of the most ancient heresies in the church, Pelagianism. "I don't need you. I'll call you when things get really bad and I can't do it anymore." Pelagian taught that we had enough on our own to do it ourselves, and that God was just there kind of watching. But we need this friendship to bridge ourselves, our gap between God, our merciful Father, and ourselves. And this is the beauty of the sacraments. Our friend is there to forgive us when we call upon him. Our friend is there when we are sick to anoint us through the ministry of the church. And our friend Jesus, our God, one of us, is there as we need to be nourished throughout our life. "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst." In the verse 66 of chapter 6 of St. John's Gospel, it says this: as a result of this, as a result of these words, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. They broke off the friendship. They broke off the friendship with God's Son. And Jesus looked at the 12 that were still there with him and others, and he said to them, he asked them this simple question, and I think it's a question for us today. Do you also want to leave? Do you also want to live this week on your own? If you think ahead of the many various things that you might be doing this week, do you want to do them by yourself? If you're ill, do you want to go through it by yourself? If you have a hard job coming up this week, do you want to do it by yourself? If you have a family vacation coming this week, do you want to go on your own? Or do you want that mysterious, mystical, real friend with you in Jesus? And as we know, Simon Peter answered, and I hope that this answer of Peter is the answer of each one of us. Master, to whom should we go? You have the words of eternal life. Each time we come to this cathedral, each time we go to our parish churches, we enter into an environment that is the house of God. To live in the house of God, in the house of this security of that friendship with Jesus Christ. And the heart of our celebration is, of course, listening to his words, but also listening and receiving his true body and blood, his flesh for the life of the world inside of us. But you know, we can only fully come to an understanding of that through faith, because the mind is too weak. The mind is ours, but only faith can more fully reveal the beauty of this gift of the Eucharist, of the body and blood of the Lord. As we celebrate the Eucharist today and each day, and we use Eucharistic prayer too, there is a sentence or a phrase in there that perhaps too often escapes us. When we're trying to enter more deeply into the mystery of gift, that this Eucharist should not be taken as Father will always be there, or that going to Mass is just habit. Coming to the Eucharist, coming to Mass is gift, is a gift. And if we don't approach it as gift, we'll take advantage of it, or we'll ignore it. It is gift. And these words for me have always been so strong as I celebrate the Eucharist. As we enter into the moment of the consecration of the bread into his body, Eucharistic prayer 2 says this: at the time he was betrayed, put yourself in his position, betrayed by his friends. A man who is betrayed, his love was betrayed by someone. And it goes on to say, and entered willingly into his passion. Even though he was betrayed, he still went ahead with his passion of giving his life over for our salvation, to forgive our sins. And at that point at the Eucharist, he took the bread and he said those beautiful words that ring in our ears: this is my body, which will be given up for you. He was betrayed, and yet he willingly, with his will, with all that he had in him as a human being, entered into the mystery of dying for you and me. That's how much he loves you. That's how much he loves me. We have to spend time with that, brothers and sisters, or it will escape us. It will become simple ritual that has no heart in us. But to come here for Eucharist, to come here for Mass, knowing that our God betrayed and yet willingly gave up his life for us, what a mystery of love that is for each one of us. It is always an act of faith. Even in the catechism of the early church in Jerusalem, many said, how can this be? A question that's also asked today. In the catechism of Jerusalem, in the early century of the church, says, consider therefore the bread and the wine not as bare elements, but they are. But according to the Lord's declaration, they are the body and blood of Christ. For even though sense suggests this to you, that this just mere body and bread and wine, faith has established this gift of his body and blood in you. Judge not the matter from taste. Just because it tastes like bread, it's not bread. This is where our faith comes from the early church. Judge not the matter, the bread and the wine, from taste, but from faith. And be assured without misgiving that the body and blood of Christ has been promised to you. As we celebrate this Sunday of Corpus Christi, may we be assured beyond the senses, beyond sight, beyond touch, beyond taste, beyond all of that, may the heart where faith resides, where love for God, where friendship with Christ is established, tell us beyond all of our egos, this is the body of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Sisters and brothers, let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. The Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we gather today as the body of Christ, we offer our prayers to God, confident that he hears everything we ask.
For the church around the world, that we may continue to build up the body of Christ, as we give witness to our faith in challenging times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer from malnutrition and hunger, that they may be provided substance from the bounty of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who grow the grain and grapes that make our bread and wine, and all those who farm our land and grow our food, that they may be blessed with good weather and a successful growing season. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us here today, that the nourishment we receive in the Eucharist will strengthen us in our daily lives. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and families. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Joseph H. Mueller, Frank Garza Jr., Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesucita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, and Michael Hayes, and for the intentions of Elda Garcia, and all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Sisters and brothers, let us specifically this week pray for rain. We pray to the Lord. Gracious God, your Son offered his body and blood to redeem us in our sinfulness and to nourish us as we continue his mission. May we be strengthened by his Holy Eucharist as we make these prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Shepherd of souls, refresh and bless your chosen pilgrim flock with manna in the wilderness, with water do not then depart.
Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant your church, O Lord, we pray, the gifts of unity and peace, whose signs are to be seen in mystery in the offerings we here present, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For at the Last Supper with his apostles, establishing for the ages to come the saving memorial of the cross, he offered himself to you as the unblemished Lamb, the acceptable gift of perfect praise. Nourishing your faithful by this sacred mystery, you make them holy as the human race, bounded by one world. May the enlightenment of one faith, and united in one bond of charity, as we approach the table of this wondrous sacrament, so that bathed in sweetness of your grace, we may pass over to the heavenly realities here foreshadowed. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth, sing a new song in adoration, and we, with all the hosts of angels, cry out without end as we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of
indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
I am not worthy to receive any drink of my life, but only say the word, and the soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.